it's been an absolute honor and privilege to work with Governor Nixon and his team, and focus our energy on what we can really do to make a difference for the lives of the citizens of Missouri. And it was also an amazing opportunity to work with just tremendously dedicated people who really care about this state. I have just an outstanding team within the Department of Social Service, and working with that team and people in state government has just been probably one of the most rewarding experiences of my professional career.
You've helped work on the Missouri Health Connection program. Tell me a little bit about that and where it stands now in terms of its development.
Missouri Health Connection is a project that myself and colleagues worked on for almost 2 years now, and it has made tremendous progress. And it has we've created an independent, a freestanding, not-for-profit organization called the Missouri Health Connection, with a board of directors, a new CEO, Raul Ricchieri, and he's brought in staff, and we're in the process of working through a final contract with Cerner to be our technical services provider. And it's really positioned the state of Missouri, as well as any other state, to create a 21st century information highway, which will allow hospitals and doctors across the state a number of years down the road to exchange health information in a safe and secure manner.
So how would I, as a representative citizen of the state, benefit from this program when it is fully up and running?
Well, I think one of the major goals is to allow the citizens to really have their own personal health record and access real time to their health information. That's part of our vision and part of our overall goal. That won't happen tomorrow, but down the road. And I think, so that's one major goal. A second major goal is really the opportunity for healthcare providers to exchange information on patients real time, so that treatment can be more effective. Previous records and information could be obtained, so you can avoid duplication of testing, reduce cost, improve care delivery, improve outcome of care. So there's a number of real benefits for citizens and really the whole state.
So if I fall off the Bright Angel Trail next time I'm hiking in the Grand Canyon, can a doctor in Arizona get my records electronically through this system and know what to do about me?
That's the ultimate goal many years down the road. That's not going to happen quickly or simply, but that is the ultimate goal. And so the Missouri Health Connection, as the state health information organization, will be able to connect to other state exchanges, health information exchanges. But that's down the road.
For now, it's just going to be a doctor in Kennett can find out my health records from Jefferson City, if necessary, if something happens to me in the boot heel.
What we're hoping, that doctors within Missouri and actually across state lines can be able to eventually exchange health information in a bidirectional way. But that's just that's the goal, that's the vision, that's something we're hoping to work on over the next couple of years.
Yeah, you're just kind of building the foundation now.
Is there
a time when you think that this plan, assuming, of course, money's available to implement it fully, will be in full operation? What kind of a calendar are we looking at?
Well, we're hoping to have some pilots up and running within the state during this next year to begin to see how this could actually work in a broader context across the state.
Well, this is a department that I guess we could say in some regards is kind of a cash-intensive department because it deals with so many people with so many needs. And the state hasn't had a whole lot of money during the time that you have been in charge of this department. How much of a challenge has that been to you in trying to run all of the programs in the Department of Social Services?
I think it's been a challenge for every state. But what I think has been really a positive experience for me, having worked with other organizations and faced budget challenges, there's been a tremendous commitment by the governor to try to do whatever we can to protect our core services and programs that are so vital for the poor and vulnerable in Missouri. And so what we've done is began to improve our systems, our processes, streamline what we're doing so we can reduce the cost while not reducing our programs and services, so we can continue to make sure that the citizens of Missouri get what they need. And that's been a major commitment by the governor. And while many states have seen just drastic reductions in some of the programs for the safety net and in Medicaid, we have just approached it very differently, and I think have been very successful. Not without challenges, but again, we've been able to do it by protecting our core services and programs.
Are there segments of the population you wish the department could have served or could have served better during these last 2.5 years, had it had more resources to work with?
I think we have done a really outstanding job to continue to serve the poor and vulnerable in Missouri, as good as probably any state in the country.
Right now I have about 7,300 employees or so in that department. Is that down from when you started? Have you had to lay off folks?
Yes, it is down from when we started, but I think that's just a normal challenge and that all the departments and state governments across the country are facing, and yet we've been able to manage that, like I said, very effectively. Everybody's worked hard to make sure that we've been able to continue, like I said, our core services and programs for the safety net and the poor and the vulnerable. And so while we have reduced staff, we've been able to improve our systems and streamline some operations.
Well, tell me about your new position at St. Louis University as an executive in residence. What does that mean, and what will you be doing?
It's really a very exciting opportunity. So I'll be working hand in hand with at the graduate school level with students and faculty, being able to offer insights and case studies, real world experiences that I believe I can bring to the table from my past as a CEO from SSM and working as a healthcare executive for years and now working in policy and state government. And hopefully we'll be able to augment what the students are learning from an academic perspective with a firm grounding in real-world practices.
Plus, you'll be going home, won't you?
I'll be going home, and my wife is going to be awfully happy about that, and I am going to be awfully happy about that, although I leave this job with a lot of mixed emotions. It has just been an experience of a lifetime, and I have worked with some of the best people that I've ever worked with. I think people don't always understand how dedicated, committed, and bright the people are who work in state government, and I've worked with some of the best.
You know, I think a lot of folks don't realize how often people who head state agencies or are high up in state government in one role or another are actually commuter folks. They live in St. Louis or Kansas City, but they come to Jefferson City and work during the week, have an apartment here, I suppose. What challenges are there to someone who tries to live in two worlds, as you seem to have done for the last 2.5 years?
Oh, I don't even know exactly how to answer that. I think everybody faces challenges if you're commuting to work or whatever you might do. I think you make the best of it. And if you have a commitment to your job and wanting to make a difference, And I think that's why people come into state government and do the work they do. And we have employees that commute to jobs as well. So it's not just executives or people high up in state government. We have, thousands of employees within the department, and many of them commute long distances to their jobs as well.
Well, your successor is going to have not only an interesting job in terms of doing the work that you have done, but 6 months from now, this new director, assuming there is one in place, is going to be facing a legislature that's going to be working on a budget that might even be tougher than this year. What will you tell your successor about having to deal with the challenges this person is going to be facing in the next fiscal year?
I think continue to do what we've been doing. Work hard to protect our core services and programs, but be open to change. And we all have to find new and improved ways of doing what we're doing, and with resources that may be less than we were used to operating with. But I think what we've learned is we can do that and do it successfully.